This episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by TouringPlans.com. Spend more time on rides and less time in line enjoying Walt Disney World. That's TouringPlans.com.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
The Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 350 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Wow, I cannot believe I just said 350. We have been doing shows for so long, and thank you guys for sticking along with us. Hey, you know what? If you've been listening since show number one, which we put out in September of 2013, then pat yourself on the back, and thanks for coming along in this journey with us. If you've kind of picked up the show a little later, that's awesome, and welcome aboard. What we decided to do for show 350 to celebrate this big milestone and to kind of give a little bit back to you guys who have been listening to the show is we're going to do a contest. So this is the 350 show contest. And you know what? We've been doing a lot of sounds from the parks and tie that into, well, once the parks reopen again, we're probably not going to get a lot of pre-shows from what I understand. So what we're going to do is a sounds from the park pre-show contest. What you're going to do is listen to the 13 clips I have after I'm done talking and name the attraction from each clip in order as they are on the show. You'll then send that to contest at thedisneynerdspodcast.com. And then we will take all of the people who have all the correct answers, put you into one big drawing, and pull out the winner. And the prize is going to be big. We're going to try to hit something from each one of the properties that Disney owns. A Marvel item, a Pixar item, a straight Disney item, a Star Wars item, and probably some swag from the Disney nerds, I'm sure, will be in there too. So this will be a big prize, and we're going to keep this contest open for a little while. This contest is going to run from today, Sunday the 21st, through July 12th. So on July 12th at midnight, Walt Disney World time, the contest will end and we'll take all the winners and put them into that drawing I told you about. Now, there will be a secondary drawing for a consolation prize if you can also, along with the list of the 13 attractions, also supply me, and make sure it's separate, the one pre-show that even once the parks are back to full operation, you will never be able to watch again. So guys, this is show number 350. We want to really reach out and thank every one of you for listening and sticking with us. We really truly appreciate all your feedback, all your input, all the different activities that we've done through Facebook, through our website, the Disney Nerds blog, our radio show. We're having a fun time with that, and our YouTube pages. We're looking forward to our 7th annual Disney meetups down in Walt Disney World for the Disney Nerds to get together with our full brand new Disney Nerds dessert event at Epcot. Fingers crossed that continues to happen. So don't forget, send all that information to contest at thedisneynerdspodcast.com. Now, one real quick note before we continue on with those clips. If you downloaded the show or you saw it on our blog or wherever, you might see the picture that I have 6 pictures of previous pre-shows that I used. Be self-assured, you're not going to probably see many of those in the contest. I caught myself before I started putting pictures of the actual clips I had onto that little piece there, the picture. And so I did leave one. So there is one out of that list. So you have a little bit of a hint there. But I just wanted to do that as a full disclosure that those pictures probably won't be in this contest. Although they were great pre-shows, they're just not in it. So, guys, here we go. Without further ado, this is 350, the contest show, and here are your clips. Good luck, everybody, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Hello. folks. I'm Dr. Seeker, your friendly controller and a heck of a paleontologist, if I do say so myself. But let's not talk about me. Let's talk about you and how you can help me make history today with the Time Rover. It's like this. If I can bring you back from the Cretaceous period, it stands to reason that I can bring back a live dinosaur with you. And not just any dinosaur. Take a look at this guy. He's an Iguanodon, and I'm certain that he has the key to understanding these magnificent creatures. I tagged him with a locator coming in, an authorized field trip. Otherwise, I'll be traveling with you. Right now, our dino should be about here, at the very end of the Cretaceous period. That's where you're going today.
It seems just in time to correct
a little misstatement, Dr. Marsh.
It is impossible to push a giant asteroid impact that destroyed most life forms on Earth. Our tour is designed to take you to the early Cretaceous period, and I can assure you that all time rovers have been securely locked on those coordinates.
That's right. See? Securely locked. Access denied.
Access. Granting you access.
Of course. We were just talking about seatbelts. Time to use them. It can get kind of choppy out there, so keep your hands and arms inside the vehicle at all times. Flash photography? I wouldn't. It alters the homing signal, and that's not good. Oh, and one more thing. How's that for it? For it? Now, here's the drill. You follow the homing signal to the Iguanodon, then on the water's transport field, and boom, you're back with one additional passenger, extra large. And don't worry about that asteroid. It'll be out of there before it even breaks the atmosphere. Trust me, what could go wrong?
Wowee! That's almost as much fun as New Year's Eve in the Orange Groves!
I'm glad we did get them out of Canada, way. And say, look out there across the water. Here's a little bit of company.
Hello, me, yes. Welcome, you all.
Permit us to introduce ourselves. My name is Claw, and my loquacious cousin over here is...
I'll introduce myself, if you don't mind. Hi there. I'm, it's right on the tip of my beak.
Clyde Birdbrain?
Oh, yeah. I'm Clyde Birdbrain.
Perhaps you good people have never conversed with toucan birds before.
Why, neither did we. Till one day we discovered this magic sunshine pavilion.
By Jove, yes. I remember just how it happened. Many, many bird baths ago. There we were in an explorer's launch on a mysterious river in deepest adventure land. Off in the distance comes the fierce roar of an African lion. In the river, a huge bull elephant bellows forth in protest of our intrusion. Suddenly, the treetops explode in a frenzy of outraged birds. Oh, come, come, you can jolly well do better than that.
I can jolly well do one at a time.
Meanwhile, shifty-eyed crocodiles lurk by the water's edge. Lark, lark, lark. The giant python slithers down from an overhanging limb.
Ah!
What happened? What's wrong?
I can't stand snakes.
Don't be ridiculous. I'm only relating a story. All right, Clyde, enough is enough.
That wasn't me. I never even opened my beak.
Huh?
Sakes, it's already showtime.
Yes, it's already showtime. Clon, I believe it's your turn to make an announcement.
Righto. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, gather up all your cameras, purses, and other articles, and now turn to your left towards the tall door.
When it drums begin, they'll open magically to lead you right into the Sunshine Pavilion. Is everybody ready?
Have a good show! A real tropical serenade!
Bye. Hello and welcome to Sorin. My name is Patrick and I'll be your chief flight attendant today. We'll begin boarding in a few minutes, but first I'd like to acquaint you with some important safety information. When the doors to your flight open, please take a seat and store all carry-on items in the underseat compartment. This includes cameras, purses, hats, and of course, these little beauties. Next, fasten your seatbelts, inserting them into the buckle on your right. If smaller aviators don't measure up to the height indicator on the seat, just put the belt through the loop in the center strap before buckling. Nice work, pal. Soon you will be airborne. So if you or your little aviators have a fear of flying or of heights, you might want to wait for your party at the arrival gate. Okay, let's review. That is seatbelt, carry-on item, safety strap, fear of heights, keep your hands and arms inside at all times. Anything else? Well, yeah. Have a nice flight.
Great, you've all made it. It's important that you can all see me, so move a little if you can't. Before we send you to the link chamber, let's watch this piece by Dr. Ogden, who runs the program.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Dr. Jackie Ogden from the Pandora Conservation Initiative. You're about to experience a ceremony that's very special to the Na'vi, flying on the back of an Ikran, or as we call it, a Banshee. To the Na'vi, connecting to an Ikran and flying on its back is an incredibly important rite of passage they call Ikni Maya. With permission from the Na'vi and in partnership with Alpha Centauri Expeditions, we can now bring this amazing experience to you. The way you'll be able to fly is by linking to an avatar that's already on the back of an Ikran. Let's see how this works.
We establish a link using powerful psionic amplification equipment. A human driver is connected to an avatar which could be physically hundreds of kilometers away. When you follow our technician into the link chamber, you'll see a series of 16 link chairs. Please go to the number that matches the number you're standing on now. First, you'll stow your gear in the provided storage containers on the back wall. This should include all bags, cameras, and other loose items. It's important to push them all the way into the bin. Then get onto the link chair the same way you might get onto a bike. Put one leg over and straddle the seat. Step all the way forward and then sit down. Wait until you're seated before you put on your flight visors. Hold onto the hand grips as shown and slide forward against the chest pad. Soon after you're seated, back and leg restraints will be firmly engaged. And then you'll be ready to link. Please remember, for your safety, throughout this entire experience, always remain seated and supervise your children.
Once the link takes place, you'll be connected to your avatar and sitting on the back of an Ikran. It'll feel like you're really there. Moments later, you'll begin your flight. A Na'vi guide will lead you out. You'll experience the breathtaking beauty of Pandora, but you might also face some of its greatest challenges. Some of this flight might be intense, but trust your guide and be brave. As the Na'vi say during this important rite of passage, Sivak Ho, rise to the challenge. Good luck.
All right, you ready? Let's get you into the link chamber.
Schedule. These are the same kinds of tests that are run at GM test facilities all over the world. Let's put up the 26-8 grade.
You got it.
Okay, we're going to start you off on an accelerated hill climb. once put up the blocks, German and Belgian. Next, your vehicle is going to go over a variety of rough road surfaces. These are designed to test the integrity of the suspension and the chassis.
It's gonna get a bit bumpy.
Yeah. Next, you're gonna see and feel what it's like when your brakes lock up and you lose control of the steering. More time, this time with the ABS or the anti-lock brakes.
Okay.
All right, what's next? Let's do some environmental tests. Put up 2, 5, and 7.
7?
Yeah, 7.
Okay.
After that, we're gonna subject your vehicle to some extremes in temperature, as well as corrosive conditions, to see how it handles nature's worst. And finally, we'll take you out for some handling runs. Send you through some hairpin turns, and then we'll take you out and do the high-speed loops. And depending on how your vehicle and you hold up, we'll even throw a few surprise tests in there.
Surprise test?
Yeah. Pick one. Now, if this whole routine seems a bit extreme, you're absolutely right. That's what a test track is all about. The cars you drive at home are made up of over 15,000 different parts, and every one of them has to pass the test under very extreme conditions before we ever let it off that test track and out onto the road. Now, as you can imagine, safety is a big concern of ours, so we're going to insist that you buckle up your safety belt securely.
You'll be glad you did. Oh, we're ready.
Oh, great. Well, Sherry says we're ready, so we'll see you out there on the test track.
Good luck. Have a good ride.
Don't mind us. We'll be finished in just a minute.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, what?
What are you doing? Guys still doing here? You're supposed to be at a show.
We're working.
Now.
I'd like to introduce our lovely manager.
She's usually not like this, folks.
Yeah, she's usually worse.
I heard that. Where is my limo? Good. Okay, come on, guys. Please, get in the car. Sorry, folks. We gotta go.
Make sure
come on.
Lower this.
Chris, can you grab my black Les Paul?
Hey, wait a minute. We can't leave these people here like this.
We can't?
No.
Come on, you know how we feel about our fans.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, guys, what do you expect me to do? Send them all with you?
Yeah, nice. Wait a minute. I love that idea. How about some backstage passes?
Come on.
Make it happen. Give me some.
Okay. I'll make it happen.
All right, get
out of here.
We got it. I hate all of you. See ya. Have a nice ride.
Hi, Sal. It's me. Listen, I'm going to need a bigger car. Make it a stretch. In fact, make it a super stretch. Great. Excuse me. Okay, folks. Look, the show is all the way across town. But I got you a really fast car.
To the bar!
Okay, wait, it's out in the alley. Hey, guys! Guys?
Come in! I have an opportunity for you all that is backstage.
am so heartless I would send my friends into danger? You insult my honor, and believe me, I have very little honor to insult. Solutions. Today, I am offering the opportunity of a lifetime. I need flight crews to transport this valuable merchandise across the galaxy. Pilots to navigate, engineers to operate the ship, and gunners to defend the shipments. And that is where you come in. The Millennium Falcon. For some very fast and very profitable expeditions.
This is Skipper Albert AWOL, the voice of the jungle, broadcasting on the DVC to all points unknown. If you're within the sound of my voice, you are listening to AWOL Airwaves on the DVC. Here's today's river tip from Skipper Bill of the Congo Connie. Bill says, if it rains in the jungle, who cares? That's why they call it a rainforest. Thanks, Bill. Travelers who may need to exchange foreign currency during their voyage needn't worry. There are banks all along our rivers.
Eyes like searchlights in the night, gorgeous teeth and snowy white. Take a look, here comes my ball and chain. She's a sunny gem to me, tons of personality. Take a look, here comes my ball and chain. Oh, we do a huddle when we hit his hair. How she can cuddle is no man's affair. I looked around from pole to pole, found her in a sugar bowl. Look out, here comes my ball and chain.
In addition to beautiful Malaysia, Burma, Siam, and Cambodia, Lotus Tours offers two new destinations, Boston and French Lick, Indiana. That can't be right. Correction. That's Borneo and French Indochina. Bookings may be made at any travel office within 1,000 miles of this jungle outpost. Attention skippers, if you're looking for some variety and need to log extra time at the wheel, another group of volunteers is being shanghaied for nighttime excursions down the Congo. These fascinating cruises through total darkness can be both exhilarating and unpredictable.
When we hit a chair, how she can cuddle is no man's affair. I looked around from pole to pole, found her in a sugar bowl.
All skippers should take note of the following changes along the jungle cruise rivers. First, it is no longer considered sporty to hold small children over the edge of the boat while traveling through the hippo pool. Contrary to popular belief, This does not stop their ears from wiggling. That's the hippos, of course, not the children. Second, due to the fact that a boatload of passengers on board Zambezi Zelda entered a Cambodian ruin and failed to come out, any and all temple ruins are now off limits to your cruise. And finally, passengers requesting extended tours should be referred directly to the booking office, where they will receive immediate medical treatment.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
Hollywood, 1939. Amid the glitz and the glitter of a bustling young movie town at the height of its golden age, the Hollywood Tower Hotel was a star in its own right, a beacon for the show business elite. Now, something is about to happen that will change all that. Time is now, on an evening very much like the one we have just witnessed. Tonight's story in the Twilight Zone is somewhat unique and calls for a different kind of introduction. This, as you may recognize, is a maintenance service elevator, still in operation, waiting for you. We invite you, if you dare, to step aboard, because in tonight's episode, you are the star. And this elevator travels directly to the Twilight Zone.
Space Training Center. You're here today to train for the greatest adventure in the history of mankind, space travel. I know you're probably feeling a little nervous right now, but don't worry. Every astronaut has felt that way at one time or another, even the heroes who went to the moon. But there is one thing they had that you don't have yet, training. For flight training, the most thrilling experience that any astronaut candidate will ever have. Before you decide if it's right for you, let me introduce you to your spacecraft. The X-2 space shuttle. It's powered by solid hydrogen and can accelerate from 0 to 6,000 in 60 seconds. So when you hear the words go for launch, you'll definitely want to hang on. Now you've already been organized into teams, and soon each of you will be assigned a position. Navigator, pilot, commander, or engineer. The success of your mission will depend on all of you working together as a team. I'll be your CAPCOM, and in a few minutes, I'll give you your specific assignments. But first, our flight director has some safety instructions for you. Lieutenant?
Remember the team number you're standing on. When the doors in front of you open, you will be directed to a flight station with that number on it. When you get there, please stand on the circles. During your Green Team less intense training mission, you will be enclosed inside X-2 flight simulators that produce sensations of acceleration. Those who are made uncomfortable by enclosed dark spaces or simulators should bypass this experience.
As you can see, astronaut flight training isn't like anything you've ever experienced before. If you would like to opt out, just ask any member of the ISTC crew for directions. As for the rest of you, report for your pre-flight briefing. It's go time. Congratulations, team. You have been selected to train for a spectacular mission around the Earth. Your flight path will take you west across North America, Asia, Europe, and back home to Florida. You're going to love it.
T-minus 3 minutes and counting.
Okay, listen up. Here are your assignments. Navigator, You'll be adjusting the pitch of the X-2 if necessary, and firing thrusters for your descent. Pilot, on my signal, I'll need you to trigger first stage separation. You'll also be triggering the landing sequence. Commander, you will be responsible for activating the flight sequence and for activating manual control, if needed. Engineer, you will activate the flight cameras when we reach altitude. You will also extend the wings for landing. Don't worry. When it's time to push the buttons, they will light up. Then I'll give you the go. One last thing. In the event of an emergency landing, there are control sticks at every crew position. Okay, Lieutenant. Any final instructions for our new kids?
When the flight bay doors open, follow the markings on the floor to your capsule. Then move all the way across, taking your crew position in the cockpit, and stow all personal items in the compartment in front of you. Young cadets wearing a lanyard will need a special X2 booster to train for this mission. When you enter the capsule, insert the booster as shown. Once you have secured all cargo, help your young cadets lower their restraints. Then take your seat, reach up, and pull down your restraint. After you have completed your mission, remove your X2 booster and place it in the recovery bin on your way out. They're all yours, Capcom.
Well, I guess that's everything. Good luck, Earth Team. You are on the clock.
All right, tuning out. And, hey, wait, no, no, wait a second. Hey, you penguins can't go in there. You'll interrupt the orchestra.
Sir, these penguins are the orchestra. To my G-flat, Estelle, let's go.
All right. Before we go in, here's Sam Eagle with some important safety instructions.
Gentlemen, boys, and girls, I am Sam Eagle, and these are some important safety instructions for you.
Sam!
Not now, brother.
Sam, this is urgent.
What is it? What?
Yes!
Really? Here?
Right over there.
Well, of course, certainly. Ladies and gentlemen, we have an unexpected surprise. I have the great honor of introducing the one, the only Mr. Mickey Mouse.
Hello, hi there, welcome to my pod. How you doing? Hello.
What? You are not Mickey Mouse, you are a rat.
Rat snack. Besides, they're tourists. What do they know?
You get out of here!
Okay, do I still get my $10?
Get out!
I got a Donald Duck back here.
Will you get out?
Yes!
I apologize. Now where was I? Yes, safety instructions. First, when entering the theater, please move as far to the end of the row as possible. Stopping in the middle is distinctly unpatriotic. Second, do not attempt to walk while wearing your 3D glasses. You may trip, and frankly, you will look... What are you doing?
I'm just showing how you can trip if you walk with your glasses on.
Will you stop this foolishness?
What foolishness would you like to see?
Will you get out of here?
Yes!
What now?
We're almost ready, Sam.
Oh, fine. Okay, thank you, Skinner. Now, the performers will all go in the theater first, and then you, the audience, will be admitted. All right, performers, let us enter in an orderly fashion and provide an example. Will somebody please take over?
Welcome, foolish mortals, to the Haunted Mansion. I am your host, your ghost host. Kindly step all the way in, please, and make room for everyone. There's no turning back now. Our tour begins here in this gallery, where you see paintings of some of our guests as they appeared in their corruptible mortal state. Your cadaverous pallor betrays an aura of foreboding, almost as though you sense a disquieting metamorphosis. Is this haunted room actually stretching? Or is it your imagination? And consider this dismaying observation. This chamber has no windows and no doors. Which offers you this chilling challenge to find a way out. Of course, there's always my way. Oh, I didn't mean to frighten you prematurely. The real chills come later. Now, as they say, look alive, and we'll continue our little tour. And let's all stay together, please.
Contest at the Disney Nerds Podcast.
www.thefloortoyourcapsule.com.